Who are you going to choose? Yourself? Or your family? Your friends? The person or people that you love? Who do you choose? This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, and I am Ilea Nico, your curator and host. And I'm presenting that question to you because we are in the latter part. We are approaching October 2020. And as we approach the last official quarter of this year of just transition and so much movement around, more so than we've ever seen before, especially in stillness that we've seen and experienced, we have to ask ourselves, who are we going to choose? I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about anything outside of ourselves, but are we going to choose ourselves? Reason why I'm asking this question is because it's so important that we choose to illuminate the light within us and we choose to cultivate our well-being more so than what is outside of us, because we cannot control what's outside of us, but we can control what's in us, you see. And so often when we're going through different episodes of perhaps drama or things going on in relationships, we don't look to ourselves. We try to fix what's outside of us, and we don't have control over that. We only have control over what we are doing, what we think, how we react, what we say. We are not responsible for the lack of interpretation that a person has because we don't understand their experiences, or we don't know what triggers them or what have you. The only thing you can do in this life is be kind to people and be respectful and don't have any expectations when it comes to, you know, how people will react to you, because you can't control that. However, choosing yourself first over other people is so important. And let's talk about that, because you guys know that I come to you from a personal and authentic and very genuine space. You know that I come to you, and I speak my personal truths and different things that I've gone through, because I do believe that our individual experiences do indeed assist others in maybe some things that they're going through. I understand that I don't have any control over any circumstances that happen with other people. However, I can only control my reaction to them. And as of late, I'm not going to lie, like the last podcast, I was going through the grieving stage of my grandfather's recent transition. He just transitioned last Wednesday. So it'll be official week tomorrow. And his services are next week, the following week, because of the recent state of our world with COVID and so forth. A lot of things are pushed out, and my grandfather's military. So of course, with him serving, we have like the burial is at the military grounds or what have you. And so they have a certain protocol that they adhere to, given that my grandmother and my grandfather will both be buried on the military grounds, as that's where they got their plot. But in dealing with the grief of my late grandfather and dealing with the grief of my other grandparents and loved ones that I so dearly miss, I had to look in the mirror and ask, who do I choose? Me or other people? What am I grieving for? Am I grieving or going home to grieve to be around other people? or to grieve my grandfather and our connection with one another. And by choosing myself and my well-being over relatives. Because you know, in these times, as in any times of transition that people may not be able to clearly comprehend, it can either go one way or the other. It either brings people together or it tears people apart. And unfortunately, in some instances, there are people that never dealt with traumas that they may should have dealt with before a person transitions. And so it amplifies some of those traumas and it makes it a very tumultuous, extremely tumultuous environment for other people. And in that instance, who do you choose? Do you choose to just be around other people? Or do you choose to be around yourself and really nurture and heal yourself? Because I'm gonna tell you, it's rough. It's rough being around toxic family members. It's rough being around people that don't appreciate the goodness that you bring to their lives or have attempted to bring to their lives. And they're so wrapped up in their own sorrow or their own trauma that they just completely tear you apart or attempt to tear you apart. And again, you know, we are responsible for the energy that we project. We can't change theirs. All we can do is meditate on it, clear our aura, align our chakras, get ourselves together so we can know how to face the ensuing whatever it is that you may be going through. You know what I mean? But last night was a very rough, emotionally, I was just like, yo, this weekend, I went through ups and downs. You know, in the grieving process, you go through the initial hurt, then you're upset, then you just get over it, right? And, you know, obviously, the initial hurt of my grandfather's passing, you know, it evokes emotions. You know, you think about the good memories that you had and you don't have them anymore. I think about my grandmother the most out of all of this. And my mom, rightfully so, it's my mom, you know what I mean? And I'm close to my mother and I'm close to my grandmother, but my grandmother is currently experiencing dementia, Alzheimer's. So it's kind of tricky. But it's other people in the family that I just, or in my relatives, because I have decided to coin your relatives are the people that you're born into and your family are what you create. So a lot of times people say, oh, you know, your family ain't da 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 da. No, you create your own family. You know, when you get married or you meet somebody and you make a conscientious choice to create a life with that person, that is now your family. Or you have friends that rally around you and you rally around them and you guys build a bond. That is a family that you create. What you're born into is just your relatives. So let's be clear on that. So when I say my relatives, that would be the people that are around me that are outside of me who we have the same bloodline. Okay, just so we're clear. So, of course, with all the different fluctuating emotions and so forth and talking with my mom and, you know, talking with other people in my family that I am close to and trying to navigate going home and dealing with some toxic things that have never really been dealt with, I have been dreading going home. I've been dreading this. Like, I have created a space for myself that is peaceful. And I have been really, really, really working on myself. However, you know, sometimes you have to apply the work that you've been doing on yourself in physical situations. I remember when my other grandfather passed away, my grandpa Harbin, and I often affectionately speak on him. You know, I talked about, you know, my dealing with my relationship with my dad and how that was going to be because, you know, I felt like other people weren't, you know, as involved in the latter part of his life as they should have been. and it actually tested my therapy sessions that I would go through, or, you know, my emotional state at that time. And fortunately, I was able to navigate that pretty well, spend time with my other grandparents and, you know, and cultivate the relationship with my father and spend time with him. And yes, I did have grief, and I spent a lot of time with my mom as well. And it was actually a good period of time that I spent in Kansas City, and I needed that. This time around, I don't know. This time around, with everything that I have gone through physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I have decided to choose myself. Typically, I would stay over a certain amount of time. I decided, let's cut that shit short. Straight up. Let's cut it short. Let's only be there 2 to 3 days, you know, 3 days max, and we're out. You know what I mean? Because I chose to choose myself. And sometimes we choose to assist other people, and they're not in alignment necessarily with where you are. And that's why there's a rift. Because when you're not in alignment with people, you're not on the same, you know, the term equally yoke. The equal yoke is not there. It's an imbalance. Your car is shaking. You know what I mean? You're not smoothly going through whatever it is that you're going through. And so with that being said, it's just this morning, I had to sit here and I slept a little later than normal because, I mean, I was emotionally spent last night. I was so upset, you know, just with all of the different things that certain toxicity in our relatives, among our relatives, that, you know, that I'm like, yo, how am I gonna navigate this? Like, all I want to do is grieve my grandfather, be there for my grandmother, be there for my mom. You know what I mean? My cousins that are coming into town with me, I've seen them or spent time with them or talked to them. So it's not like there's any rift, but there's certain people that I have not been around that I do not care for and that I rather not be around for the sake of my own mental health. That is me choosing me. That's not me being selfless in dealing with it with the family or dealing with it with my relatives. It's me choosing myself because I am the only one that can save myself. And you, whatever you're going through, you're the only one that can save you. So if you're going through certain things in your life, and you think that all of these people are going to help you and are going to rally around you and going to be there for you, it always starts with self. It starts and ends with self. We were brought into this world. If you ever heard the term of, I brought you in this world, I take you out, and you came into this world by yourself and you'll leave alone, it's the truth. Because our souls are in these shells. Our souls are in these wonderful vessels that we've been blessed with. And that's why it's so important to nurture our vessels, because, you know, they house such a beautiful aspect of us. Without our soul, it's over with. You know what I mean? Without the spirit, the body is no longer this is it, you know? So that's the lifeline. So it's important to nurture ourselves as much as we possibly can so our beautiful spirits can shine through. And you have to start with yourself. It starts and it begins with you. You know what I mean? The reason for this particular episode in this podcast, it's a quick one. I'm not going to be on here long, but I definitely wanted to expound on choosing yourself. You are at liberty to choose you. You do not have to subject yourself to toxic, trauma-filled behavior. People that are intentionally and mindfully know what they're doing to you. because of their own projections that they have not dealt with. You have the right to take a step away. You have the right to not go to anything that where people are going to try to bring you down to their level. You have the right to protect yourself. You also have the right to go and face it head on. You have the right to do whatever it is you feel like is necessary in your life. But I'll tell you this, do not expect for people to have your best interest at heart. You are responsible for your best interest. You are responsible for taking care of yourself. You are responsible for putting yourself in a healthy and nurturing environment. You are responsible for the people that you choose to be in your life. You are responsible for the things that you decide that you're going to do career-wise, relationship-wise, and otherwise. You know what I mean? So it all rests with you. It begins and it ends with you. Always. Always, always, always. Through all of this, the most important thing, obviously, are the connections that we have with other people. But it is never, ever, ever, ever in your best interest to put everyone ahead of yourself. You cannot add to anyone if your cup is empty, if you are depleted, if your bank account is negative. You can't give anyone shit. And that's the bottom line. But if you feed yourself and you are building your spirit up, then you will abound in overflow. And from that overflow, you are able to share with others. Don't deplete yourself to give to other people, you see. Because again, you'll be the one facing your issues, traumas, whatever, alone. Now, there are people that are placed in our lives to be support systems, and we should be very grateful for them because they don't have to be there. However, it is the responsibility of us and us alone to ensure that we do what's necessary for ourselves always. People will always look out for themselves over you. It's self-preservation. It's one of the laws of the universe. So don't think that that is not something that takes place. It absolutely does. And we shouldn't be upset with people who choose themselves, because the other side of the coin is people that always expect for you to be selfless like they choose to be. And that also is not fair, because each and every one of us have this life, and everyone, their purpose is a lot different. Not everyone is meant to be an artist. Not everyone is meant to be a doctor or a healer. Not everybody is meant to be a speaker or someone who is a teacher or an athlete or, you know, a singer or whatever you choose to utilize your talents in or harness your skills in. Not everybody is meant for those said positions. So you can't be mad when a person doesn't choose the same exact thing that you are choosing to do. Each and every one of us have a choice in this life. What are you going to choose? This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. I am Ailea Nico. Please follow me on my different platforms at Ailea Nico for beauty and hair and all of that type of stuff and just inspiration. In that way, you can follow me on my podcast Instagram, and that is at Still Dope AF, as fuck, the initials AF. Or if you need inspiration with your vegan journey or your plant-based journey, or sometimes you have meatless Mondays or what have you, then absolutely follow at Vegan Nico, and that's N-I-K-C-O. But all of those things are in my main Instagram, Ailea Nico. So they're in my bio. Feel free to go. Feel free to share, rate, and subscribe. But definitely, you know, the choice is always yours, okay? Love you guys so very much. And have a wonderful day. Take care.